Psalm 115, we'll be reading the 18 verses of this chapter. Psalm 115, beginning at verse 1, what we hear now is God's word. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory, for the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?" Our God is in the heavens. He does all that he pleases. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but do not speak, eyes, but do not see. They have ears, but do not hear, noses, but do not smell. They have hands, but do not feel, feet, but do not walk. And they do not make a sound in their throat. Those who make them become like them. So do all who trust in them. O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord has remembered us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both small and the great. May the Lord give you increase, you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, who made heaven and earth. The heavens are the Lord's heavens, but the earth he has given to the children of man. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor do any who go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Here we end the reading of God's holy word. Well, we have been looking together at this section of the Psalter entitled the Egyptian Hallel, Psalms 113 through 118. We have seen how these psalms highlight the power of God. In Psalm 113, who is like the Lord our God, who is seated on high, who looks far down on the heavens and the earth? Last time, looking at Psalm 114, and talking about the presence of God. Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, a God who would be present with his people in his Son, Jesus Christ. And this morning, we look at the glory of God. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory. And as we gather today for worship, as we gather in the presence of our God, it is our desire once again to reflect upon the glory of our God and to give praise to him. The psalmist begins this section by comparing our God with the false gods. He says in verse 2, "Why do the nations say, 'Where is their God?' Our God is in the heavens. He does all that he pleases." It was the practice as armies were going out to war. They would often bring their gods along with them to hope to secure the victory. Now, obviously, the people of Israel could not do that. They could not bring their God out to war with them. Sometimes they might bring the Ark of the Covenant into war with them, that Ark which was the picture of the throne of God. But that throne was empty. And so the nations would say, "Where is their God? We've brought our gods to war with us. Where is their God?" And Israel could answer confidently, "Our God is in the heavens. He is that glorious. He is that great. He is not here on earth. Our God is in the heavens, and he does all that he pleases. The psalmist goes on then to paint a picture for us. The stark contrast between these earthly gods and the glory of our God. The earthly gods, their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. Now, silver and gold are precious metals. They are valuable. But they are still, these idols are still something that is made. Something that is the work of someone else, made by human hands. Our God is not made. Our God is the maker. Our God is the maker of everything that there is. By the word of his mouth, the heavens were made. Our God spoke and things came into being. He is the God who is ruler over all. We do not create a God after our image. Our God creates us after his image. Their gods, silver and gold, the work of human hands, our God has made us, formed us by his own hand. The greatness, the glory of our God. The psalmist says, they have mouths but do not speak. Some of these idols formed with loud, large mouths as if the God was going to talk to them. But nothing came out. Children, the idol never said anything. It had a mouth, but did not speak. We have a God who, although he is in heaven and glorious, a God who still speaks to us today. He speaks to us through his holy word, a word that is trustworthy, a word that is consistent, a word that is clear, a word that expresses his love and his grace for his people, a word that we have access to. Our God speaks to us in his word, and that takes place throughout the week in our own personal devotions. As we spend time taking in, reading a portion of God's word, he speaks to us here by his Spirit. And of course, he speaks to us when we gather together for worship. When we gather on the Lord's Day, and the word of God is opened, and the word of God is proclaimed, God himself is speaking to us by the power of his Spirit. That's why it's so important. So important to come to worship. Yes, we can spend time in personal devotions, which is a wonderful thing, but there's a glory, a particular glory of coming together to worship in the presence of our God and to hear him speak to us. They have mouths but do not speak. Our God speaks to us yet today. They have eyes but do not see. The idols would sometimes have gems, jewels for the eyes, to highlight the eyes, but they could not see anything. We have a God who sees all. We have a God who knows all. He sees us perfectly. He knows our joys. He knows our sorrows. He knows our trials. He knows our fears. He sees us perfectly. A God who knows us, who knows everything about us. These false gods have eyes. They can't see anything. But our God sees us, and our God knows us. They have mouths but do not speak, eyes but do not see. They have ears but do not hear. They could call out to the pagan gods all they wanted. They might even have ears that look like they would hear, but they hear nothing. the glorious contrast to our God. He hears us when we call. He hears us when we gather together to bring him praise and devotion. He hears us when we are hurting. He hears us when we are afraid. He hears us when we are weak. And he not only hears, but he listens, and out of his glorious power, he answers. They have ears, but they do not hear. Our God hears us, and our God answers us. They have noses, but do not smell. There was a picture of offering sacrifice up to God, and that would be like a sweet-smelling incense in his nose. These pagan gods couldn't smell anything. You could offer all the incense you wanted. But our God, when we offer up our praise to him, it is as a sweet-smelling sacrifice. It is something in which he delights. He delights to receive the praises of his people. The psalmist says, they have hands but do not feel, feet but do not walk, they do not make a sound in their throats. They have hands, they don't feel anything, they have feet, they don't walk anywhere. These idols can't do anything. Completely unable to do anything. We have a God who accomplishes every one of his purposes. We have a God who is great, a God who is glorious, a God who is powerful, a God who is able to uphold his people in times of trial, a God who's able to save his people. This is the glory of our God. So far distant from any of the idols, they don't hear, they don't see, they don't smell, they don't walk, they can't do anything. Our God is in the heavens. Great and glorious. The psalmist says, with regard to the idols, those who make them become like them, and so do all who trust in them. They are dead idols, and so do all who trust in them become dead themselves. There could not be a more striking contrast. Following after idols, putting trust in them, leads to death. But following after God, the God who is the glory of the heavens, leads us to life. The great glory of our God. Those who trust them become like them. So the psalmist says, don't trust in them, calls us to place our trust in God. O Israel, trust in the Lord. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. Put your trust in him, for he is our help and our shield. God himself calls us to place our faith, our trust in him. God comes to us and calls forth our faith. God acts first, and we react to that call. It is not as if we of our own selves are out there looking for God. We are seeking God. We are searching for God. No, he comes to us first. And he calls us to seek him. Think of Abraham. Abraham did not decide of himself that he would go from Ur of the Chaldees and make a huge trip, and then maybe God would find him along the way. No, God came to him first. And God said, go where I tell you to go. Trust in me. And Abraham followed in faith. God calls first. Put your trust in the Lord. And we respond with faith. We have one of the beautiful songs in our Trinity Psalter. It talks about God moving my soul to seek Him seeking me. God moves our souls to seek Him seeking me. He is the one who continues to act first. He is the one who continues to say, trust in the Lord, O house of Israel, O house of Aaron. All you who fear Him, trust in the Lord. He is the God who gives that call once again today. The call of the gospel. To put your faith and hope and trust in God alone through His Son, Jesus Christ. The one who is true God. The one who is our help and shield. The one who would come to earth, the presence of God with His people. The one who would do everything necessary to secure a salvation for each and every one of His own. Put your faith and trust in Him. That's the call that goes out once again today. A call that goes to all of us. Whether you have been in this church for many, many years, and perhaps have never fully trusted that Christ was sufficient for your sins, God calls you today, put your trust in Him. He is your help and shield. Whether this is the first time you have entered our sanctuary, whether you have been trusting in yourself, God calls you today, put your trust in Jesus Christ. He is your help and your shield. The psalmist says, the Lord has remembered us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear Him, both small and great. This call to faith comes to all, both small and great. Children, the call of God comes to you to put your faith and hope and trust in Jesus Christ. And you say, but my parents go to church and I'm instructed in godly ways. But God calls us to embrace the promises made in our baptism. In baptism, children, God made promises to you to be your God. And He calls you to embrace those promises, to embrace what Jesus Christ has done for you. The call comes to all, small and great. All are called to believe. All are called to put their trust in the Lord. And having done so, the psalmist says, our God will bless us. Verse 14. May the Lord give you increase, you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. Now, we don't take a text like this, that the Lord will give you increase, that the Lord will bless you, and understand it in a drastically materialistic way. If you just do these things, God will pour out material blessing upon you. It's not what the psalmist is talking about. There are spiritual blessings that we enjoy as we continue to put our trust in the Lord. As we continue to grow in grace. As we do so through our personal study of God's Word. When day after day we have maybe just a small but a portion intake of that Word of God, a Word that then lives with us, dwells with us throughout the day. We meditate upon that Word as we go through the very activities God has given to us. We grow personally in our walk with God. We grow corporately, spiritually, as a body when we gather together for worship. We see God's blessings to us as a congregation. Oh, He has blessed us many ways, materially, but spiritually as well. As we as a church seek to grow in our holiness Seek to grow in our desire to serve God, to worship God. Seek to grow in our devotion to God. And we see his blessing again and again and again. We've seen his blessing once again this morning as God continues to increase our number. I know that I've been here just about 9 years now. I know that in the past 9 years, a number of our members have left. Some have gone to glory. Some have moved out of the area. Some have moved for other reasons and left us. But I went over my notes and looked at our church for the past 9 years. And God has blessed us with many, many new members. And I was surprised as I looked at the names and the numbers. In the past 9 years, God has brought over 100 new members to our congregation. I think I don't take note of that. I think I don't give God enough praise for that. We've had over 50 baptisms in the last 9 years. God is blessing his church. God is showing us his favor. God is giving us his increase as we seek to honor him and to recognize his glory. The heavens are the Lord's heaven, but the earth he has given to the children of man. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor do any who go down into silence, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Again, the psalmist making that stark contrast. The dead, those who follow the idols, do not bring praise to God, but our God is a living God. Our God is a great God. Our God is a glorious God. And those who find their life in him bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. God continues to call forth the praise of his people. He continues to work in our lives as individuals, to work in our life as a church, that we might see his favor, that we might see his blessing, and responding to him, we might in every part of our life praise his name now and praise his name forevermore. This is the glory of our God. A God who is great, a God who is majestic, a God who is powerful, a God who is so far above the pagan idols, a God who cares for us, a God who loves us, a God who blesses us. And we say, not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory. Let's join together in prayer. Lord our God, we do thank you and praise you for your holy word. That word at times calls us to confession of sin. That word at times gives us particular instruction, and it calls forth our praise. Calls forth our praise to you. For you are great and you are glorious. Lord God, use this portion of your word to encourage us, to strengthen us, to bless us, that we might be a blessing unto you. That we might give you the praise that you so deserve. Work, O God, mightily, and not unto us, but to your name give the glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's turn together to number 213. 213. Glory be to God the Father. Glory be to God the Son. Glory be